As we welcome into the studio, Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Lori.
Appreciate your time today.
Happy to be here.
Fairhope City Council meets tonight in regular session at 6 p.m., and they start at 4:30 with a work session, followed by an agenda meeting. And I didn't print the work session agenda. Is there anything on there that you would like to mention?
Well, we have Mobile Bay National Estuary Program that's going to come present to us. I'm not exactly sure what the presentation is going to be about, but they were on the agenda in December but couldn't make it work, and so we're going to listen to them tonight at the outset of the work session.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. All right. And when we go to the council meeting, there's the final adoption of two ordinances that we have both discussed before concerning some development. Is there anything you want to readdress there?
No, these were introduced at the last council meeting in December, and there were no public comments really on either, no opposition, no issue. Number five is redoing what was initially, I think, going to be an 8-lot subdivision to a 4-lot subdivision, and so typically people seem to be pretty excited when you're
right.
reducing the amount of homes going in.
Less than more.
And then six is zoning, rezoning a piece of property that's adjacent to the new public's development out on Battles. And so that was a pretty simple one also.
Okay, very good. Number seven is for professional consulting services for a new water transmission line on County Road 33.
Right. So we are, you know, as we've kind of been in the process of for the last couple of years, really trying to aggressively improve not only how much water we can produce from the city, but also improving how we get it where it needs to go, and this is just more of that. We're already involved in a big project, which this is sort of a part of. This is just going to help us extend a line in a different direction that we weren't improving at the outset.
This is County Road 33, not to exceed $80,000, but that's an original contract. $488,000.
Correct.
What all does that include?
I'd be lying if I could recite all of it right now, but it is I know all of the scope of the project out there is setting up new wells, but increasing the size of the transmission line so we can put it out further mm-hmm. and get it to more people, which is some of the issues we've had as development continues to sprawl. Being able to adequately get mm-hmm. those areas enough water.
Okay. Number eight is concerning a project that was just going on, might still be, and that's a change order for the turn lane construction and traffic signal on Gayfer Avenue. Project increase of $45,000.
Yeah, I don't know if this is increasing the scope of it at this point, or if it's just simply what it. If there was a small overage, obviously, on the entirety of the contract, but this is wrapping up the work right there that everybody sees mm-hmm. at 98 and Gayfer turn lane and all of those things.
And this is a $595,000 project. We have some grant money for that, don't we?
I believe we do, yes. So, right. Again, every time we get, and again, the city of Fairhope does a great job. I haven't worked for any other municipalities, but I know that Fairhope does a great job of finding that money when it's available to help us improve things that we need to improve anyway.
I'm going to have to find a lot of money for the next one, number nine. McElhenney Construction, which is the same folks doing the Twin Beach Road.
Correct.
For roadway and parking improvement projects at Volanta Park, the sports park, $457,000.
Yeah, this is part of the overall facelift we're trying to provide to Volanta Park at this point. Anybody that's listened over the years knows that I personally have a vetted interest in that. With our incredible explosion in population, there's been an incredible explosion in kids signing up for our youth and rec sports. And one of the things that has suffered is our sporting, our recreational fields, and we have just outgrown what we've had in Fair Oak for a long time. And so we are currently in the process of finishing four new fields at Vallana, which you can see when you pass the rec center on 98. But also the facilities themselves need a facelift, and this will help repave not only the existing parking structure, parking surface, but also create some on the new fields at the rec center, and then create the opportunity for those two areas to be connected through a little roadway on the backside of that football stadium.
Since my kids were little, that work needed to be done.
It's
finally happening. And resolution number 10 is for drainage between Morphy and Belangi Avenue for an improvement project of $199,000.
Yeah, just like a lot of the things that we deal with, some of these are improvements, some of these are repairs and improvements. And we did have a pipe fail at some point on Morphy. That this will help not only repair but improve, and we're going to continue to do these things on some of the other areas in Fairhope that need them. So you'll see more of this moving forward.
Okay, and I guess speaking of the water and the drainage, a flood study for near Fairfax and Calpin Creek watershed will be approved for about $28,000.
Yeah, we've seen again. And I think it feels like every response comes back to the increase in development. But when you see over time increased water flow in certain areas, this study was initiated just to kind of see if there are ways where the water's coming from. Are the structures that are set up right now adequately set up to handle those? And if there's something the city needs to do on their end, in their areas, or the parts of drainage that we control that can help, then we can do that.
Okay. All right.
And to find out whether or not there's any grant money available to assist in that.
Yes. Very good. I haven't seen the boutique hotel, the 14-room hotel, on the agenda yet. That's the one that has been proposed for the corner of Oak and Section there, across
Correct.
From the Art Center and
Correct.
The Civic Center.
That's right. It has not been on the agenda yet. I'm not sure. No one has brought it to me to ask to have it put on there yet, so I'm not sure what the if there is a delay or maybe it's set up to be on one very soon that just hadn't come to my attention yet. But yeah, I've seen the drawings, and obviously the council, it's something the council's known about, obviously, as it's going through the planning stages, and just like anything else that seems to come up in Fairhope, there are a lot of people that love it and a lot of people that don't.
I think parking, of course, is one of the biggest issues, or the lack thereof. And some folks might not understand. Can you explain to us the ordinance where if a business is locates in downtown, they don't have to provide any parking places?
That's correct. The way our ordinance is worded now is that we don't require commercial space to have their own parking. This particular hotel, though, I believe has set aside, was it six?
Yeah, they did.
They've created six of their own parking spaces, which I think is them trying to move forward with a little goodwill, knowing that this might be an issue.
Is it time for that ordinance to be readdressed? Is it unrealistic to expect more businesses to relocate without providing parking?
It's going to be harder the more and more businesses that we get into downtown, so it may be time to revisit it. But I think one of the issues may be is that if you require new businesses to provide their own parking but not the old businesses, do you run into a situation where someone has been treated unfairly? And that's what I don't know. That's what I think would require more discussion and more looking into.
That's the lawyer in you coming out. That's a good point.
Well,
very good point, but still.
Your point is well taken. You know, that particular area, though, you do have some parking, obviously public parking across the street in City Hall, which we all know at certain times of the year is full and it's not available, which means those people are going to be parking somewhere else. But I believe the boutique hotel is, what, 14 rooms?
I think so, yes.
So, hopefully there wouldn't be tons of people with cars there, but you just never know.
Right, and that's just an example.
That's right. No, that's right.
So the Arts Alleyway project right across from the radio station here on North Church is underway. I knew it encompassed the alley directly behind the old Fairhope Hardware and Bone and Barrel Chamber, etc. But on the other side, heading towards Magnolia, I didn't realize it was an entire project. Have you?
I see.
Like they're doing the drainage under the ground and then the resurfacing after that. I wasn't.
I see them out there doing it right now, but honestly, I didn't envision that as part of what we discussed the entire.
Okay.
And that's just me being honest. But no, I didn't see that or pay attention to that portion for sure. But I see them out there doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's like everything else. It's probably something that needed to be done.
Absolutely.
And that will help improve all of the things that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So the State of the City is coming up, and that is going to be on January 26th at the Fairhope Civic Center. Y'all have turned it into an expo that's quite interesting.
It is, and if you haven't been, I mean, to be able to come and visit with each of the departments in the city, and kind of get more information from those individuals that you may have questions for, including your city council that will be in attendance. It's incredibly interesting to see our utilities at work, and they do a great job of finding ways to show the kids and the citizens of Fairhope what they do and some of the neat things that they have going on. But it's been incredibly well attended, and it's very informative.
And that is January 26th at 5:30 p.m. until 7 at the Fairhope Civic Center. Anything else that you would like to mention that I have not thought to ask?
Not at this time. Just glad to be back after the holidays and ready to get started for the new year. A lot to be done.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson. Fairhope City Council meets tonight at 6. You can watch it live or later on YouTube if you cannot attend in person.